This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing Mishavur Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Nun Aleph. Because now we're in the 51 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Shemini Atzeres. So we have to learn Siman Nun Aleph, of course. Now, yesterday we learned about being mafsik in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. The last Mishnah Berurah we read in Sifkat and Ches was that one cannot answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai during Psukei Dezimra because Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai is not mentioned in the Gemara. By the way, the Gra writes in Siman Kuf Chaf Dal Sif Hei that Dersha brings that there is a makar for Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai in the Gemara. In the Gemara in Yuma, on the pasuk in this week's parsha, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydal Elokeinu, Moshe says, when I mention the name of Hashem, ascribe Hashem greatness. But still, it's not a chiv, it's only a minog. And therefore, you cannot answer in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, and certainly you cannot answer Brichu in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. Cannot answer Brichu. You hear Kaddish, you're not allowed to say Brichu. But Amen, you're allowed to say on any bracha, even in the middle of a pasuk, if it's in a place where the subject is ended. You're allowed to make a brachas hayda, like an Asher Yatzar, or Moedim Drabanan, the entire Moedim Drabanan, or even to say Kriya Shema. Now we're up to Sivkat and Tes, Soiv Shemana Esrei. You're now to speak out from Baruch Shem until the end of Shemana Esrei, Kshayish Nefilas Apayim, Vayidaber Ad Acher Nefilas Apayim. If there's Tachnon, you should not speak until the end of Tachnon. Letzorech Mitzvah. For the sake of a mitzvah. Letzorech Mitzvah. So, even Letzorech Mitzvah, you cannot speak between Baruch Shem and Yishtavach, says Mishimra Pashat, and Misyori Shiavra Zman Krishma. It's obvious. Your phrase, my Kirishma, will pass. Kodim she'agiyah l'kroisa b'seida atfila. Before you get up to it in davening, v'shachach la'omer kodim baruch she'amar, and you forgot to say baruch she'amar, mutar lo'y l'hafsik v'l'kroisa. It's permitted to interrupt and read it. By the way, from here we see that it's preferable not to be mafsik. It's preferable if you're going to need to say Shema to say it before baruch she'amar. But if you forgot and you see the time is going late, and you see the guy getting up to daven, he's a guy who he's going to be singing even even before he gets to Keladon, he's going to be singing that. And so you know that you don't have a shot of Zman Kriya Shema. I don't even know, you might not even make Zman Tvila by Chatzos Hayoim. So then you want to make then you're allowed to say Shema during Psuk de Zimra. V'cheinim shachach levarich brechas ha-Torah koidim ha-Tvila. Wow. What if you forgot to say Berachas HaTorah before davening? Mutar lo'y levarach be'emtza Psukei Dezimra. You could say it in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. And you could even say the Psukim. V'loimer acher kach Psukim hanoyagim. You could even say the Yivarechacha. That's very interesting. By the way, the Dershu brings that the Mishnah Berurah later says, Me'ikar Hadin, for Berachas HaTorah to work, you only have to say one Pasuk. So, it would be enough just to say, Yivarechacha Hashem Yishmerecha. Now, why would you say Berachas HaTorah in the middle of Psukei Dezimra? The Yesh Oimrim, the Asur Lemra, Afilu Psukei Dezimra, Kodim Berachas HaTorah, because some say it's Asur even to say Psukei Dezimra before Berachas HaTorah. Ein Likrois La Sefer Torah, Lechadchila, Misha Oimed Be'emsa Psukei Dezimra. Lechadchila, don't call up a guy for Nalia if he's in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. By the way, what if you need a Baal Koire? And the only Baal Koire is in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. Then the halacha is, even if he's in the middle of Kriya Shema, he is allowed to go up and read the Torah. Mibnei Kavadat Torah. Okay. Rak l'koyein emein shem koyein acher v'chein l'levi emein shem elohu. You're not supposed to call l'charchila son who's in the middle of Psukei Dezimra except for a koyein if there's no other koyein or a levi if he's the only guy. V'rashai likrois b'lachash ima koyrei. And not only that, he's even allowed to read it quietly with the Balkori, I he's in the middle of Psukh the Zimra. Achlo Yavsik Loim El Chazan Lasas Mishaberach. He shouldn't say Mishaberach, you know. He shouldn't say, you know, and Sprint Sayanta Bas Fival Beryl. You know, you shouldn't start giving your names. Vimachazan Hischa Mayazrach Shemoy Visharloi. What if the Chazan began to make the Mishaberach? And he forgot your name and he said, Nu, what's your name? You're allowed to answer Mibnei HaKavod. You could answer Mibnei HaKavod. What if the Chazan comes over to you in the middle of laning and asks you for your name? Are you allowed to answer? You're allowed to say, "Oh yeah, my name is Fivel Beryl Ben whatever." No, because he's not allowed to ask you. It's not Mibnei HaKavod. He's not allowed to ask you. He shouldn't be asking you. Vimu oimid samach leperek shiucha ligmar ad aperek bli shus kodim shial yasakin. Now, if you're coming close to the end of a perek, and it would be there's a convenient stopping point so that you could go up and get your aliyah instead of ashrei yoish, you know, you didn't even say the vei. You should try to finish up a perek. Avlam tzarch lezashos, if it's going to take time, lo yishem emei tarech hatzibor. You know, don't say, well, I just started Vayivarech David. So you finish it up, you're going to give your tzedakah. The people are waiting for you. Go up and take the aliyah. Asur loymar pasuk, mi yamala gvuras Hashem achar baruch shamar koydem haidu. It is prohibited to say the pasuk, mi yamalel, after baruch shamar, before haidu. But don't say that pasuk after baruch shamar. Va'achar kalois hamizmoirim yesh noyegin la'amrai. After the end of the Psukim of Tehillim of Psukim Zimra, there are those who are noig to say it. Yesh nogin loimer kadesh koidem baruch sha'amar. Some are noig to say kadesh before baruch sha'amar. That's minog Ashkenaz. V'yesh nogin loimer koidem haidu. I guess that's minog Sfard. Now, even l'tzorach mitzvah, you're not allowed to speak between baruch sha'amar and yishtabach. Avo bein yishtabach liyoytze l'dvar mitzvah yivar soiv simen nondal diyesh matiren. Between Yishtabach and Yoitzer for a Dvar Mitzvah, then it's explained in Siman Nun Daled that there are those who permit it. So I've been in situations where, let's say, I had 9 people, and we need to call someone for a minyan. So you call someone, you know, the doesn't always work. So Ayula asks one, get out of bed, we need you for a minyan. So between Yishtabach and Yoitzer, there's Yesh Matiren. Sif Hei. Bein ha-mizmayrim ha-elu shoyim ebnei ha-kavod. Between the mizmayrim, you could ask somebody how they're doing out of honor, out of respect. You have an important person comes to the shul, you want to say, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? You're allowed to do it bein ha-prakim. U-meishiv shalom l'chol adam. You're allowed to answer to anybody. U-ve-emtza ha-mizmar, middle of a mizmar, shoyim ebnei ha-yira, you're allowed to ask out of fear, umeishem b'nei hakavod, and you can respond out of respect. So the greatest necessity is b'nei hayira. After that, b'nei hakavod. After that, everybody. So bein haprakim, you could ask b'nei hakavod and answer to anybody. Be'emtza haperek, you could ask only b'nei hayira and answer b'nei hakavod. Says the Mishnah Berurah, b'nei hakavod. What does that mean? B'shloim adam nichbad, sh'roi l'haktam l'sham. The shalom of an important person, that you should be makdim him shalom. Let's say, a gadol b'Yisrael comes into the shul, or a famous personality. So, m'bnei ha-kavod, you're supposed to go greet him. You're allowed to do it. Not you're allowed to, you're supposed to. You're supposed to. Now, we'll see if this is Nohug Bizmanaza. But Pasak Hashem Melech Hashem Melech Hashem Melech Lo Yasav Emsa. Don't interrupt in the middle of the Pasak Hashem Melech Hashem Melech. Kamoi Bein Hashem Melech Kechem Le'emes. Don't say Hashem Melech. Especially, you don't want to interrupt before you get out the whole thing, as if maybe you only say Hashem is the king, but he wasn't, or he won't, will be. Kazadar Chaim Kishatach Lavsik Vu Oymit Tzach Leperek. When a person needs to interrupt, and he's close to he's close to a rest stop, right? He's close to a pause. Yesh leizar lamar l'sayim ad haperek. He should quickly finish up. Ki tov yosel hafzik bein haperakim emes haperek. It's better to mafzik between the parakim than in the middle. Vayin lekaman m'simen samachvah b'magin avam sivkat an aleph. Sheke hayoim she'ein anu regilin l'shol b'shalom yuvay sekneses b'eis hatfila. Nowadays, we're antisocial. Nowadays, we don't greet people. You have people, they don't, nobody says hello to anybody, ever. So then, all of a sudden, this big gadol comes in the middle of davening. If you would be walking down Times Square in the middle of the day, you wouldn't be mafsik to say hello. All of a sudden, in the middle of davening, you became friendly. You haven't greeted anyone in 17 years. You haven't even said hello to your own brother. Oh, all of a sudden, in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, you became friendly. No. Now's not the time to snap out of your antisocial state. And therefore, we're not ruggled to do this. Chalila l'shal l'hashav. Heaven forbid to ask or to respond. Loi bein aprang l'kriya shema, v'loi b'sukei dezimra. Basically, you don't say hello in the shul. Under any circumstance. Doesn't matter who it is. So these halachas are academic. Uve'emtza ha-mizmar. In middle of a mizmar, roit salamir be'emtza ha-parak. In middle of a parak. Now, here are be'emtza ha-prakim. Elohim be'emtza ha-prakim. May hoidu ad amein v'halal Hashem. Okay, I think we need to get a siddur for this. Let me get the siddur. So now we're going to see the emtza, the prakim. Now, we already learned many in the tefillah shir that hoidu comes from Divrei Hayamim. The first part is the shir for the Taman Shel Shachar, and the second part is the shir of the Taman Shel Merabim, and then you have the gidulim. So the first thing is from hoidu until the halal Hashem. Baruch Hashem lekei somino elam v'ado elam v'yim v'chalom amen v'halal Hashem. Then, from Tenu Oiz until Baruch Elohim. Okay, which is two psukim. Then from Kel Nekamais until Al Geim, which is two psukim. From Nafshenu Chiksal Hashem until Yichal Nulach, which is a few psukim. From Yehi Shem until Al HaShamayim Kivaydai, which is in Haidu. Ubein Halalu Kala Haleluka, Umin Baruch Hashem La'olam Ad Amen V'Amen. Meaning these are all Be'emtza. In between these two stops are Be'emtza. Umin Baruch David Ad L'Shem Tifaratecha, which is the first part of Baruch David, until Atahu. Umin Atahu Hashem La'olam Ad B'mayim Azim. There's no such thing. V'charois is not a stop. You don't stop. That's just like random. It's a milva pasuk. You're not supposed to stop there. Somehow v'charois in my abris became the start of a chapter. It's not correct. And
from the yeah, they do it when there's a bris.
Yeah, when there's a bris. The last time there was a bris in Yeshul was 53 years ago. Then nobody wants to make a bris
right,
in Yeshul.
That's how I started that.
You know, but anyway, Umin Vayosh Hashem Ad Yimach Hashem Li'olam Va'ed. Okay, those are be'emtza ha-perek. I'm not sure why in the Hoidu certain psukim were skipped. In other words, until the Halal Hashem. But why does the Mishnah Berurah skip to Tenu Oiz? What happened to from Roimimu until Tenu Oiz? Okay, that will be your homework for today. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov.
When the rabbi said that, Rav said that's not negiah today. I assume that was with the exception of Ne'ayira.
I don't think so. Yira, like what? A king?
Yeah.
I think that includes that. I mean, what does Bimnei Hayira mean?
I would assume you're afraid for your life if you don't answer.
Well, then of course you're allowed to answer. It's Pikuach Nefesh. You could answer in the middle of Shemana Esra. Bimnei Hayira doesn't mean afraid for your life. Bimnei Hayira means a Rebbe or a father who you have to have Moira from. But I don't think...
Doesn't mean a king.
Not a king that you're afraid from your life, because then you're allowed to talk in the middle of Neila.
Maybe not life, maybe jail.
Then also, you don't have to, give up... I don't think that we do Mibnei Hayira. I mean, in a situation where somebody would be afraid for being imprisoned, then you'd be allowed. You don't have to give up... you don't have to sacrifice to that extent. It's not more chamor. In other words, a person doesn't have to give up... does a person have to give up all their money not to talk? L'chayra, it's a din d'rabbanan. All right, yesh ladan. I think it includes all.
Coming to your sholem to get a zimra, you're afraid of.
What?
Nobody's coming into your shul in the middle of davening that you're afraid of.
Yeah.
Nobody comes not announced these days. You got months of preparations. With the security services to make sure nobody's...
Yeah, but we're talking, I think Mibnei Hayira...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.